In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Oh, how true this is, dear friends. God's ways are indeed foolish according to our sinful human reason. His plan of salvation is utterly ridiculous in the eyes of the world. Already, the Israelites in the wilderness learned how absurd God's ways are. For when they were afflicted with serpents, God didn't send them a medicinal antidote, but ordered Moses to make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live. This, of course, foreshadowed the ultimate foolishness of God, which would happen on a hill outside the gates of Jerusalem sometime later, when God Himself, incarnate in human flesh, allowed men to pound nails through His hands and feet and hang Him on a cross to die. No wonder the world mocks and ridicules Christianity. No wonder they think Christians are a little off. We believe that God Himself came down from heaven to be born of a virgin, that the Almighty Creator of all things would enter the world in the human flesh of a baby is crazy talk to the world, not to mention the absurdity of His being born of a virgin. But what's even crazier in the world's eyes is that we believe that this same God took on human flesh so that He could live the perfect life in place of sinful humanity, and so that He could pay the price for the sins of all people of all time by dying on a cross. Yes, that's right. Christians believe that the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, the eternal Word of the Father, the Son of God, Jesus the Christ, became flesh and dwelled among us to die in our place for our sins. It is foolishness. We have to admit it. It doesn't compute, doesn't make sense to our sinful human reason. But the foolishness of God is wiser than men. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. The cross is folly to the world. It is scandalous. It is a stumbling block. But more than that, it is detestable in the eyes of the world, for the world wants a nice religion where no one has to die and everyone is saved, regardless of what they believe. It wants a religion where the better you behave in this life, the more blessings you will receive from God, but also a religion where nobody has to suffer eternally for sin. It wants a religion that echoes the wisdom of the world, of this world, and follows its principles. It wants a religion where a cross is unnecessary. The world would be able to tolerate the silliness of Christianity if Christianity would only give up its exclusive claims. It would welcome the cross, as foolish and silly as it is, if it was conceded that the cross is only one of many paths to salvation. What I like to call Oprah Winfrey-ism. But alas, Christianity cannot concede this. The cross is the only way. For the one who hung on the cross for the sin of the world declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There's the rub, my friends. There's the reason the world hates Christianity. Not only is Christianity viewed as foolishness, but also as stubborn, intolerant, and arrogant. The world simply cannot abide a religion which claims to have the only way to eternal salvation. Sadly, though, it seems that many who claim to be Christian stumble over the cross as well. Following the ways of the world, many who claim to be Christian get rid of the scandal of the cross the best way they can by building churches for themselves that look more like theaters or concert halls than churches, and ridding the church of any symbolic features that the church has always possessed, religious art, and most especially a cross, and even most especially a crucifix. We need to get beyond the cross, they said. We need to get beyond the dead Jesus and start worshiping the alive Jesus. The problem is that unless you have a dead Jesus on a cross, that alive Jesus they want to worship means nothing. Let us not be moved, dear friends. Let us not buckle under the pressure of the world or other Christians who want to get rid of the cross and focus on Easter instead and alone. Let us instead continue to put the cross front and center, for the cross alone is our theology, as Dr. Martin Luther put it long ago. The cross is the focus of all true Christian worship. The cross is the hour for which our Lord Jesus came into the world. The cross is where the glory of God is fully revealed. The cross is where our sins are taken away and forgiveness, life, and salvation are won for us by the holy, innocent blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. A crossless religion or a crossless Christianity will simply not do. The cross is necessary, for there is the once-for-all sacrifice for sin completed. There on the cross, not at the empty tomb, but on the cross, is our salvation finished. There on the cross is our redemption. The empty tomb is the victory, or the vindication of the victory won by Jesus on the cross. Therefore, look there, O Christian. Never stop looking at the cross. There is your answer. There are your sins taken away. There is the fulfillment of the fiery serpent set on a pole in the wilderness. All who are bitten by the serpent and infected with the poison of sin, which includes every human being born of Adam, when they gaze upon the cross in faith, shall live now and forever. Foolishness? Yeah, so be it. The cross is God's way, not ours. His plan of salvation, not ours. And whether the world likes it or not, and whether some Christians like it or not, the cross is the only way to salvation, for there is the only blood shed that can take away our sins. Therefore, let us unashamedly preach Christ crucified. With St. Paul, let us be determined not to know anything among us save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. May the Holy Spirit open our eyes of faith to see through the foolishness of the cross, that we may recognize the power of God in all His glory revealed on Calvary's holy mountain for sinners like you and me. And may we receive this night the fruits of that cross in the Holy Supper in sincere repentance and faith for the forgiveness of our sins, life, and everlasting salvation. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.